Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Someone who doesn't mangle anything is Gil Hoffman. He is from Honest Reporting, and he is the executive director. Gil, how are you doing? Welcome to 101.9 Chai FM.
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. Good morning.
Gil, so we are examining this issue of disinformation, is that maybe the correct word? I'm not sure. Propaganda that happens around these hostage releases that we're going through. Have been through and are going to be going through, hopefully, for the next few weeks as hostages come out. But one of the things that occurs whenever you have one of these things is that we get videos from Hamas, sometimes showing hostages, sometimes for the first time, that people have seen them since they were kidnapped. What role do you think that these videos play in Hamas's calculation around this issue?
These videos play a very dangerous role in advancing the goals of Hamas of trying to legitimize murdering Jews. The way they do that is by emphasizing that these are soldiers that were released last week and one more are going to be released today, parading them through a square with a stage that must cost a lot of money to build in Gaza. Suddenly has the stage has on it a slogan of Palestine defeating Zionist Nazism to get out that message to the world that they've been victorious and they're going to continue. And it's not a coincidence because the last two weekends have been choreographed by Al Jazeera producers, Al Jazeera being the propaganda tool that's very successful of the hostile terror-supporting regime in Qatar.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that is obviously one of the core issues. I mean, does it also, I mean, obviously this was less of a instance here, but does it also help sometimes with Hamas's as a kind of bargaining chip so that they can get more prisoners out by releasing these sorts of videos?
It's astounding how many they've gotten out. We're talking about 1,900 terrorists being released for 33 Israelis, 1,900 of which 600 have been sentenced to life sentences. You don't get sentenced to life sentence for just having a weapon or being part of a terror organization. You have to have done something really, really bad. We're talking about hundreds of murderers that want nothing but to murder again, who are being released, have been released as part of this deal. And everyone in Israel knows that that makes Israel more unsafe. And yet there's still a majority for the deal that shows the mixed emotions that Israelis have.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think continuing to have those mixed emotions as we go through the process of having these deals. But I suppose it's important that we do get the hostages out. Gil, thank you so much for joining us on 101.9 Chai FM. And please do keep up the good work. Go check out Honest Reporting if you want to go see how the media is reporting or sometimes not reporting about what is going on in Israel.